speak about Shavuot. First of all, Hag HaShavuot has three different names, even more. We call it Hag HaShavuot. In the Torah it's written also Hag HaKatzir. They call it also Matan Torah, Zeman Matan Toratenu, and the prayers we say, Zeman Matan Toratenu. There is also Hag Atzeret. What are the names? Why they call it by all this? It's very simple. We say there is in Hebrew two words. There is Shavuot, there is Shevuot. There is with She or Sha. Shevuot is a plural of Shevuah. Shevuah is swearing. Plural, Shevuot. Shavuot is a plural of Shavuah. Shavuah is a week. Shavuot, weeks. God said, make a holiday after you count 7 weeks. This is why they call it Hag HaShavuot, the holiday that comes after counting 7 weeks. Many people, they make a mistake. Hag Shavuot. Among Ashkenazim, they're all Shavuos, Shavuos, Shavuos. It's wrong. Shavuos, swearing. No, it's not. Hag HaShavuot is the weeks. It's Hag HaKatzir, comes at the time of the harvest. Matan Toratenu, the standard of the giving of the Torah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. Then Hag HaAtzeret, the day of that people, they hold themselves back from going to work. They assemble unto places of learning, prayers. This is what they do. Atzeret means, Atzeret Yerachem, hold yourself back, don't go to work. Ve'atzar et ha-shamayim, ve'lo yeros ve'atzar et ha-shamayim. It will hold the shamayim from giving rain. It will avoid it from giving rain. That's ve'atzar et ha-shamayim. In Arabic, there's another way. The Sham Ba'asor, squeezing. And the Midrash said, ve'atzar et ha-shamayim, comes from the word Arabic. It will squeeze, it will be no rain. That means it will be so dry. But the simple meaning is not so. Ba'atzar yimna et ha-shamayim, the void will stop heaven from giving. That means will not come rain from up. This is Hag Atzeret. But they say also Atzeret, like Shemini Atzeret. What Shemini Atzeret? There is 7 days of Sukkot. On the 8th day, you make Atzeret. You assemble and you don't go to work again. Same thing here. There is 7 weeks, then comes Atzeret. That's a similar idea of Shemini Atzeret and Sukkot. There is Atzeret for Pesach. You count 7 weeks and then you make Atzeret. That means connected with Pesach. That's why they call it Atzeret.
But why there is only 1 week and here is 7 weeks?
Well, I will now explain. The books, they say that the 7 weeks that God told us to count were just like the woman that's in the dark. She counts 7 days, after 7 clean days, then she becomes pure, Torah. Here, Israel were so much deep in that strange ideas of the Egyptians, became affected with those ideas. They had to purify themselves to keep all that dirt out. The bleeding out, similar, I mean, the things that causing tumah in their thoughts. There were weeks of preparation. They needed not 7 days, they needed 7 weeks gradually to go out of that, what they had. Because really, Rabbi said, many of them had different ideas all of a sudden of things they learned from the Egyptians. They saw the Egyptians were what, very powerful, magicians, that they did a lot of things with their wisdom. They started, and they saw them worshipping idols, they started believing in what many of the Egyptians believed in. Oh, you have to pull them out of that. It took time to pull them out. That's why they say there is 49 levels of grade of Tum'ah. There's 49 of Kedusha, one parallel to the other. With every one that you purify yourself, you go out of the Tum'ah, go one with the Torah. Another one, another one. That you keep going here low, here higher. you purify yourself from the Tumah, you go high in Kedusha. And they had to go gradually, one after another, to 49 days, to reach close to the 50th. The 50th comes, the greatest one. This is the Matan Torah. Anyhow, I'm just saying a little bit, I'm going a little bit too far. I don't want to go into Kabbalah also to say what there is in the Kabbalah about it. Let me tell you this. First of all, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, count the days after Pesach, then make Shavuot. In the Torah, there's no date for Shavuot. That's the only holiday from all the holidays that mention Torah. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Sukkot, Yom Ha'atzeret. No, everyone has a day except Shavuot. And of course, Shavuot. And the Torah linked it to Pesach. Count 49 days, 50th, make Pesach, make Shavuot. The idea to Thomas that this is connected with Pesach. Pesach was to gain freedom from physical bondage. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this doesn't mean anything. You get free from physical bondage from other people, but you are not free yourself. You are still under the bondage of pursuing the pleasures of this world. That's only to satisfy your desires. It don't mean anything. If you are free from that person and you are slave to yourself, to your desires, don't mean anything. When you gain your freedom, when you get your spiritual freedom you gain only through the Torah. When you learn Torah, this is where you come to hold yourself back from pursuing the pleasures and all the wrongdoing that there is outside. That's why the Mishnah there is. There is Mishnah in Avot, the parable this way. Harut ala luhot. Al tikve harut, ela harut. She'en lecha ben harin, ela misha osek batorah. So why they call it, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the mechtav, mechtav Elohim hu, ve'al luhot ma'aseh Elohim hema. Ve'al mechtav, mechtav Elohim hu, harut ala luhot. The luhot, the tablets, were made by God, ma'aseh Elohim hema. The Hamichtav and the writing, the inscriptions on it, Mechtav Elohim, the writing of God. Harut, carved on the Luhot, that's Harut. Well, they have to put the word Harut, comes the Mishnah said, in order to understand what the Torah meant to us, what's the idea, Mechtav Elohim, Harut, Harut. Since it comes from God, that's what gives you the real freedom. Don't read it Harut, read it Harut. Harut means freedom. You gain your freedom by the Luhot. Luhot means the Torah. You have Torah, you have freedom. You don't have Torah, you don't have freedom. Because you are going to be enslaved to your desires that you want to pursue in this world. This is what the Torah is teaching us. That's why they link Shavuot to Pesach. Now, come and say the most important was think of Shavuot. The Jewish people were waiting because Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you have to count 49 days, then after that God will appear to all of you, reveal himself to all the Jews. Never in history that God will reveal himself to all a complete nation. Some individuals there is that God appears to them, maybe in prophets, the one who deserves, reaches the level, but the complete nation. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu will reveal himself to them. Wasn't this except that time, one time only in the history. That's called Ma'amad Har Sinai. When they were standing near the mountain of Sinai and they were prepared for it. Moshe Rabbeinu said, count 49 days and God will appear to you. Sure enough, they were counting anxiously, with excitement, waiting for the time that the Kadosh Baruch Hu everybody, you know what it means to come? That I will become a prophet? A prophet means the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him. A complete nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to them. They were very excited about it, waiting for that moment. Not only that, when came the last 3 days, the 47, 48, 49, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Lech el Ha'am, וקידשתם היום ומחר וכבסוס אמנותם. והיו נכונים ליום השלישי, כי ביום השלישי ירד השם בעיני כל העם על הר סיני. Go, tell them to prepare themselves, to restrict themselves more in these 3 days. You know in what way they will restrict it? Forget about this war. Isolate yourself from family life. Isolate yourself from everything. Just be ready, stand at the foot of the mountains, and think only about holy things. In order that to be ready, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appear to them. That's what we call Sheloshet Yemei Hagbala, 3 days of restriction. Restriction of what? First of all, restriction, how much to approach. Then if you do a line, you are not allowed to go more than this line. This is the borderline. You can't go through anymore. Nobody told them to put a wall. There's no wall. So they told them, here is the line. He marked the line, then here you can go. Don't go very close to them. That's one thing. But there's Hagbala in their way of life. Restricting them, limiting them, not to go. No one was with his wife, not the wife, because he has to be tahor. The whole thing with the wife, that there is Shechvat Zera Metamat, 3 days, they say. After 3 days, Masrahat, there isn't. Get already spoiled. But they say, there is a reason why. The Hashem told him, go, Kiddushtam. Tell them to sanctify themselves. They can't go. This is what they did. And Israel, all of them, they came, they were preparing themselves for that moment, including when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear to them? At certain, Vayi Biyot HaBoker, Vayi Kolot Tubrakim Ve'anan Kavir Alahar. At the end of last part of the night, Biyot HaBoker, what happened the whole night? The Jewish people were there, waiting the whole night, waiting for the time, that they couldn't even go to sleep. Nothing. This is the day you don't go to sleep. They wait for that great moment. They didn't know when it died. Then in the morning, sorry, they stayed up the whole night. And if they stayed up the whole night, we stay like them and we say, oh God, help us to be like them, to be purified. Ma'amad HaSinai purified the people. What's written in there? Ilu kerevanu lefne HaSinai. ולא נתן לנו את התורה, דיינו. הקדוש ברוך הוא did so many good things to us. One of them approached us to come across our sinai. If only this he did to us, without giving us a Torah, it's enough. It's enough for what? Going close to our sinai without Torah doesn't mean anything. How do we say it's enough? No, it's enough because we were purified. Purified, there was no tum'ah whatsoever. A person became clean, a clean body. 100%. That is the language of our rabbis, Paskam Mehem Zohamat Nahash. Paskam Zohamatan. So when the Nahash made Adam HaRishon make the Avon of Edom HaTzadat, he put back a blemish in him, some Tum'ah on him. That Tum'ah goes from one to another, all human being after Adam. And that Tum'ah was taken away, was wiped out when Israel came to Har Sinai. It became so pure. You know when did he come again to have that drama? When they made the Egel. That's what's written, וَיתנצלו בני ישראל את עדים מהר חורב. That quality that they had in הר חורב is taken away from them by doing the Egel. It's written in the person in the parasha. That means going to us. What's the idea? Coming close to Har Sinai, they were purified. It means that readiness that they had, that excitement, that feeling that they had towards God made them purified. What you are reflects on you. What a person is doing in his life, that reflects on him. He does something good, it becomes results to something good. If he doesn't do something good, nothing. No result. You have to deserve it. Why would a Kadosh Baruch Hu make them purified and that? Because they were ready for it. They prepared themselves for it. They were anxious to have it. This is why when a person is anxious to become pure, Kadosh Baruch Hu does purify him. He helps him. That's what say, "Pitchu li petach kahudo shel mahat, va'ani eftach lachem petach kepitcho shel ulam." He said, "Open some, make a little opening. You want to make it to become good. Start to become good. I'll help you to become completely good. But you tell me, you start on very, very, very little opening. You know what was opening? Eye of the middle." He said, "I'll open a very large gate for you." So Kaddish Baruch Hu said, "Iftach lachem ketach kebitchosh el ulam." That's what the Jewish people in measure. Jewish people were ready not with kehudosh el mahal. They gave all their lives for Hashem at that time. The whole Vayihan Sham Yisrael Negedaha, one as one. Vayihan, the word, he says. Because they were Vayihan Sham Yisrael Negedaha, that's why they all had the same idea, same mind, to be pure, and wanted to listen and to wait, waiting for the appearance of God. Because of that they believed that the Kabbalah was going to appear to them. That when you have that strong belief, you'll reach 100% of belief, then you deserve to be clean altogether. Isn't that dirt or certain dirt in the toes of a person? And that's why they look at Rabbanu Mishnah Sinai Vilona Tanan Tatavadaya. Because of that, we believe in the Kubbalim said, the people of the Kabbalah. Every year, when comes Shavuot, there is a chance for any individual to receive that power of purity by doing how much he prepares himself for it. And that's why they come to sit down to read the whole night. To have a preparation that God, many of the great rabbis, they had a special kind of feeling when comes the morning of Shavuot after they stayed up all night. There are so many stories in the books. What kind of things they saw. That's only special people. We come with them. We want to read them. We don't know what that. Those people, they want to read. Didn't have a feeling of sleeping. That's very rarely you find today. And this is what they say. If a person does sit down and read, many times if he doesn't read properly, that's better for him to go to sleep. At least if you don't do good and you're up, you're going to do wrong things. Then at least sleeping, you don't do good, you don't do wrong. Mm-hmm. But that's better. But if you will sit down doing nothing good, that's better now. This is what they say. We said to stay up, to read the whole night. And what do they read? They read first a sample from the Torah. Sample. Beginning and the end of every parasha. Beginning and end of every Nabi and every book of the 24 books of the Tanakh of the Bible. Then, second half, Kabbalah. What happened? To show you the importance of the Kabbalah. They give half for the Peshat, half for the Kabbalah, to show you how equally important to study Kabbalah if a person is ready. First you count the first half of the night, second half comes after the first half. Finish the Peshat, then go to the Kabbalah. If you don't finish, you jump today, Kabbalah. Crazy people that come, they want to be Kabbalists. Crazy, absolutely. People don't learn. One of them, Hama Aret, said, my grandfather was there. He wants to be better than his grandfather. He wouldn't be deserve to be the dust under the shoes of his grandfather. This is the condition. And it's a brainwash that there is. One man goes around, it is like a cult that there is. They don't know anything. Kabbalah. They don't know. Then there is Peshat, then Remez, then the Rai, then Sod. You have all the Peshat, the Remez, and the Rai. Then you come to Sabbath. You don't have, you want to jump, never. You'll never reach to it. And this is what we say, the importance of Har Shabbat we are today. And you may have Bala. We just already, the second day of the Bala. We finished it. Now you know we're going to the very end. This is important when it comes to love. Now, Chag HaShavuot, we learned, what do we read? Read Parashat Yitro. We're speaking about Ma'amad HaSinai. What is that Ma'amad HaSinai? Why did Hashem reveal himself to them? Twice he revealed himself to them. Once in Kriyat Yam Suf, and once in Har Sinai. Kriyat Yam Suf was to prove to them something, to believe in Hashem that should not be shaken, their belief in God. When they saw what happened, Kriyat Yam Suf, came to believe not only in Hashem, Hashem and his servant Moshe. Which means, believing in Hashem and a perfect belief, you must believe in those that represent the power of Hashem. Who are they? His servants, Moshe. The scholars, those that then come to give interpretation of the Torah to you. That's what you believe in them. If you don't have Emunah in Moshe, you don't have Emunah in Hashem in a perfect way. You never then you will understand the Torah. Your way don't mean anything. You have to know exactly what the rabbis told you, what this is for Moshe Rabbeinu, one to another, tell Talmud the Talmud. That was the purpose of revealing himself in Kriyat Yam Suf. But then revealing himself in Shavuot was in order to show them the value of the Torah, teach them the Torah. That was Aseret HaDibarot. Aseret HaDibarot included all the laws of the Torah, all the Tariyag Mitzvot. So if you're saying the wording that there is in Aseret HaDibarot is 620 words, letters. In that Aseret HaDibarot, there are 620 letters. 613 mitzvot of the Torah, then 7 mitzvot de Rabbanah, like Halem, Berachot, not Birkat HaMazon, Berachot, Megillah, Hadlakat Nerot Hanukkah, there are 7 mitzvot. Now this, the 7 mitzvot, the Rabbanah. Til Vechol, the last letter, Lamed, 600. Asher L'Re'aycha, the 7 letters in there, to present the mitzvot of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Asher L'Re'aycha, Re'aycha, your fellow man. That means comes from human being. But down there, it's from Hashem. Altogether, they call them Keter. You have 613. You have 7 mitzvot of Banan, makes a crown. You all already prepared a perfect crown to yourself. That means the person with the 620 mitzvot is being absolutely reaching the highest level. He has the crown, the Keter already. This is the idea that Aseret HaDibarot. See, Aseret HaDibarot included all the mitzvot. What do you mean included all the mitzvot? There are mitzvot connected to this Dibarot. How many? I don't know. You still have to read the book of Rav Sa'adiyah Gaon, and he tells us. Mitzvot Anochi Hashem Elohecha, he tells us there is maybe 80 mitzvot connected with this mitzvah. How? He explains it. The Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rav Sa'adiyah Gaon. And he puts the connection. Till he finishes all the 630 mitzvot in Dibera. In every Dibera. The Aseret HaDibarot. The Rav Sa'adiyah Gaon was the first one to do it, that we know. Sure, before him there were, but Rav Sa'adiyah Gaon wrote a book on it to show that there is exactly. Rav is after him, the Lord came from Shlomo ben Gaviron, he wrote a poem for all the mitzvot. Shemor Bimane. You see, there's an abbreviation of his name at the beginning, first sentence. But came another hour after Shlomo ben Gaviron made that introduction to it. He spoke about Aseret HaDibarot. And he wrote in that poem this wording that there is 620, there is all 613 mitzvot connected with Aseret HaDibarot. He did not explain them, but relying on Rav Sa'adiyah Gaon, to tell us that they are connected. Rambam mentioned it, many mentioned it. That's Rav Sa'adiyah Gaon, his quality, what he left for us, the work that he left. He did not leave a thing he did not speak about. He explained the Talmud, he explained the Tanakh, and he wrote beautiful midrashim. And then he was a great astronomer. He set the calendar straight. In order. He did so much for the Jewish people that isn't unbelievable. He wrote a book of philosophy. He wrote so many books. He wrote a book in the Hebrew Gemara. It was perhaps the greatest work that was given to us from any of the Gaonim was from Saadia Gaon. Rambam, when he talks about him, he said, Amar Gaon. He doesn't even mention his name. He considers him as his rabbi. He doesn't want to mention the name, because the person does not mention the name of his rabbi. He said, Amar Gaon, the Gaon said. That's how he referred to Rav Saadia Gaon. Most of his Gaonim were from the books of Rav Saadia Gaon, Rambam.
Where did he live, Rabbi
Saadia Gaon? He was in Babel. But there was a time that he was chased by others, and he ran out of Babel till he became to Egypt. He came to Egypt. Then after that, they called him back to become the leader. In his time, there was another leader in Babel. And he was Abedin. The other one was the leader, like the head, president of the Jewish people, Rosh Gola, they call him. The Rosh Gola set a certain date, the calendar was set by the leader of those days, and he said, for example, Rosh Hashanah would be in such a day. Now, Saadia Gaon objected. He said, he's wrong. Rosh Gola got very mad. He said, he has the power from the government. And he told him, no, I'm right. Rosh Gola was a scholar. But Rosh Hashanah said, he is wrong. And at that time, and that's the only time in the history of the Jewish people, the Jews were divided into two. Half followed the Rosh Gola, half followed the Saadia Gaon. For a year, they did. Half of the people did Rosh Hashanah one day, half the people did Rosh Hashanah another day. That's why they were divided. It's unbelievable. The history happened once. Then Saadia ran away, not to be, God forbid, punished by that Rosh Gola. But he proved it. He wrote books on him, that, and he proved that he was right. And the rabbis agreed with him at the end. And when they agreed with him, he showed his greatness. They realized how great he was. They called on him to come back to be the leader of the Jewish people. And he went, that's how he became Gaon. Gaon was the title of the leader of the Jewish people in those days. Later on, he was buried in Egypt. Up to now, there's a place for him there, Rav Saadia, Fayumi, they call it. There's a place, Fayum, that's called Rav Saadia Gaon, was there. Not buried there, he is, that means known, this city, that he was in it. That was Rav Saadia Gaon. And anyhow, what we're talking, that means they were great Romans. And they came to prove to us what is our certain God, and we come and say we don't like it. We, the Sephardic people, don't like it. See, there's two different customs. The time that comes the week that we read our certain God, if it is Shavuot, or if it is the parasha of the week, when comes Yitro and Bet Hanan, Ashkenazim, all stand up at the time of reading our certain God. We, our rabbis, object to it. Why? The people will think this is the main thing of the Torah, only the Ten Commandments. The rest of the mitzvot are unimportant. But because of that, they said they are not allowed to stand. To show that all the Torah is the same. Every mitzvah is equally important. And that's what we don't. But the Ashkenazim, they have a custom stand. Rashba, one of the greatest of the Sephardim, went against it. And at 700 years ago, said not to do it. That's why they used to read Aseret HaDibrot every day, also in the prayer and the Korbanot. They stopped it because they saw the people started thinking only the most important Aseret HaDibrot. The rest doesn't need. They said not to read Aseret HaDibrot every day. And when they read it, they don't stand up. This is a Rashba, set it for us, and we don't. Recently in our time, once they made one Shabbat, they came and told them, some rabbis, they went to Ashkenazim, Yeshivot. And in one of the congregations of our community, the rabbi told him, oh, stand up. He stood up. He told him, what do you mean stand up? Came one of the simple people, come and told him, stand up. Rabbi, we don't stand up. I said, we do stand up. I remember when I was younger, I remember they stand up. He saw him by his cousin, he forgot, he told us about it. Shavuot, they all stood up. Shavuot, I got a call. That young man got it, said, Rabbi, do we stand on ourselves? I said, no. I said it. Rabbi insisted we should stand up. He made us all stand up. No. There is no standing in a certain Bevat according to our tradition because of that. But the rabbis objected to it, not to make people be mistaken to think this is the whole Torah. That's the major. Which means every mitzvah of the mitzvot of the Torah is equally important with the rest. This is Chag HaShavuot. Of course, Chag HaShavuot, just like every other Yom Tov, as the laws of Yom Tov applies to it. But you know, we read the Matan Torah, Aseret HaDibarot. We read similar to this in the Haftarah from the Nevi'im. One day here in Chutz La'aretz, and it's one day only, clearly, the parasha of the Haftarah of Yechezkel. Yechezkel, what does he speak about? When God appeared to him the first time, he was describing what he saw. Like heaven is open in front of him, he sees what goes on over there. You know, we don't know what goes on here. Oh no. He knows over there what goes on. He knows the streets of heaven, you know. Everything. They say one came and said, asked somebody, what was the Abraham Avinu's mother's name? I said, he didn't know. I said, hey, you don't know. I said, listen, you asked me something from 4,000 years ago. I'll ask you something from now on. So go ahead, ask. So what's my mother's name? How would I know your mother? So you don't know something from now. You asked me for 4,000 years ago. Now, this means really we don't know what goes on here next to us. The Gemara said there were some rabbis, Nehirim Nehem Shevileh Dirkiah, Kishvileh Din Hardeah. There was a city called Nehardeah. The leader of Nehardeah was Shemuel. Shemuel knew the city of Nehardeah so well, like his own fingers. Yeah, like a map that you see everything. But they said, Shmuel, you not only the city of Nadia, and you the streets of heaven, because he was such a great astronomer, he knew everything about the planets, everything. They said, Nehirin le shevile derkia, you know, the streets of heaven, and just as you know the streets of his city. Those great rabbis, they knew so much. They knew everything. The way they describe it to you. Then Hezkel came, and he was telling us what he saw. He saw. But then Hezkiah said something seems to be contradicting the words of Yeshaya. What Yeshaya said, Va'er'et Adoshem Yoshev al kiseh Ram v'nitsa v'shulam Mele'im et ha'echan. I saw God. I saw the place, that setting of the glory of God. Then said Seraphim, Omedim, Ma'alelo, angels are called Seraphim. Anyone that will look at them, will touch them, will burn right away. Seraphim, they say. Then, Omedim, Ma'am, Sheshkenapayim Le'ehad. Every one of them has six wings. Vishtayim Yichasefanab, not to look at the glory of God, embarrassed. Vishtayim Yichaseraglav, two are covering it. The legs, that means like a shorts that a person covering his arba. Then, ubishtayim ya'ofef, two to fly with. That's what the Yeshaya said. Come to Yechezkel, he said, arba kenafayim ve'ahad mehem. Yechezkel said arba, Yeshaya said six. Who is right? Yeshaya or Yechezkel? He said, both right. How could you? I said, you see, just can I find, you know, bright, shining, light, illuminating. There were six can I find. At the time, Shaya, all the six were illuminating. There is shining. Time you have scared, two of them became dark, hidden, covered. Only four were. That was so. He saw the four shining. He said, what happened to the other thing? He said, yes, the Shaya Nabi was at the time of Beit HaMikdash. Yechezkel Nabi was after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. It was during the time of Galut Babel. And Yechezkel sees exactly what there is. שש כנפיים of representing the power of what the people of Israel was, at what condition. He said there is six כנפיים of the world. Right, all of them. That because the kingdom of Israel was there. There is Bet HaMikdash, there is Avodat HaMikdash. Everyone is shining. The town of Hezkel, they were in the Galut. There is two that... The Gemara asked, which two were covered? Oh, there's two opinions. But very simple, he said, there is a Midrash that on every wing, there was written one word over there. What is that the Malachim using? When the Malachim heard the name of Hashem, what did they say? Not like us, what did they say? Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. The Malachim, they heard someone mentioning the name of Hashem with the Malachim. Right? Or they said, Baruch Shem. Then they said, Kibbut, Baruch Hu. Then they said, La'olam Ba'ed. Six words. On the wings, as you can see, one wing Baruch, one wing Shem, one wing Kibbut, one wing Malchuto, one wing La'olam, one wing Ba'ed. One said, you know which one is not there? Kibbut Malchuto. What is the glory of his kingdom? Where is the kingdom? There's no kingdom of heaven. Israel and the Galut. So that's missing. The Kibbut Malchuto is missing. That means those two wings are dark. And that's why we say in the prayer of the holiday, when I said, Avinu Malkenu, Elohenu, Galle Kibbut Malchutecha Adenu Me'era. What's Galle Kibbut Malchutecha? Discover the glory of your kingdom. In other words, discover, make that dark that's covered, make it uncovered, and see those words of Kibbut Malchuto, Kibbut Malchutecha, that we will see it, Mehera, in our time. This is how they find explanations to everything, to connect things together, our rabbis, to bring them together. That means, will come the day that all of us will become prophets, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will appear to all of us at the time of the Mashiach, and we will see all the six kenapai, the six winds. We are looking for that day when it will be. This is why we read the whole Perek of Yehezkel, Haftarah, because there is similarity. Here there was an appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Jewish people. Here there is an appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yehezkel. He was describing to us that at least we can understand a little bit of what Israel saw. You know what was? What kind of a ma'amad that was? What kind of standing before God and what seeing? Bechul ha'am ru'im et ha'kolot, ru'im et ha'kolot. They saw the sounds of the words. They saw the sounds. You can see sound. You can hear. But it was so clear to them. Mashe'en, that's Ness, to see the sound. That means they show something that comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is unbelievable. We can't understand what that means to see the sun. And if we have open eyes, we can see. Just as you see, there is in the earth a lot of things. You can see them. Not today, scientists, they weigh. They weigh the earth. They tell you exactly, here is heavy earth and here's lighter. We say also, there's plenty of things. The Midrash said, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu will open the eyes of the people to see what there is in the air, he will go crazy right away. He will absolutely become crazy, because he will be filled with fear of what he sees. Thank God we don't see. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not open our eyes to see everything. But there is certain power that you can see a sound. You can hear today, but you can see. But on Israel, they saw the sound. But why? Because we wanted to show them that they would know to be that strong faith in God to be instilled in them, in their blood. This is what Israel came. No wonder, Pascha Zahamatan, there was no Zahama anymore, as I told you before. That was stopped all that, the Zahama that came from the time of Adam HaRishon because of the head. And then, Vahavonot Rabbin, it came again at the time of the Egel. This is what we say a little bit about Shavuot. Just touching a little bit Midrashim together. What's the idea? Again, to emphasize in how important is the custom of cloning Azharot. there is in many, many communities, there is another thing, the mahazorim, the old mahazorim, we don't. Today they put the new mahazorim, we do it according to the custom of the community over here. The old mahazorim were covering all communities. There is something that's written over there, Ketubah, the Hag HaShavuot. There is some rabbis who wrote marriage contract between God and Israel. All that Ketubah speaking about the mitzvot and the conditions between, you know what there is here in this community. There is a custom now that in every wedding they sing a song. The Nadav introduced it, and now all Hazanim, they want to say it. Meir Levi is using it. They put a melody of Atzalimon. There is a song called Atzalimon. Some song, an Israeli song. And they put that song into this wording. The wording is from Ketubah Lechag HaShavuot. They took it from there and they sing it. That is there, it's written for the love between God and the Jewish people. And some, they object to using in wording. You're making it like a love between the Hatan and the Kabbalah. And anyhow, elder rabbis, unfortunately, when they speak speeches, say, how important it is to love. Look at her eyes, how beautiful. And this is my side. The rabbi stands out and said, you have chosen the wonderful one with beautiful eyes, beautiful. And, this is my side. The rabbis in the first generation of Israel. What is he talking about? Talking about love, talking about that's my side. But this is always of today. I said once, I said today in my speaking just before I came here, I told you I spoke long, and I said there is a pasuk, Et Hashem Eloheicha Tira, you know, although I said every place that there is Et in the Torah, it means something. It's not written for nothing. Of course, God could say, Bereshit Bara Elohim Shamayim Ba'aretz. It doesn't have to say, Et HaShamayim. For what? Extra word. Kabed Et Aricha. Et. Kabed Aricha Ve'emecha. What do we need it? So, I said, Et Lerabot. What means Et Lerabot? Comes to Et another thing. What? Et what? Why? We say, Et means, meaning of the word Et, what does it mean? With. Ele Shemot B'nei Yisrael Abba'im Mitzrayma Et Ya'akov. What does it mean? These are the names of the Israel that came to Egypt with Yaakov. It means with. Why do they say then, Bereshit Bara Elohim? When God created heaven, he created something else with heaven. He created all the planets. When he created Eretz, he created all the elements in the earth. With the land comes something else. This is Et Lerabot. Kabed Et Avicha. You respect your father, respect someone else who is with your father all the time, who is older father. Et Imecha, the one who is with your mother or the sister. This is Et comes to Et. And they say, Shimon HaMishuni used to explain, he took the Bible, took the Humash, said on the students, everyone tells him, from Bereshit, Barim, straight, what is the Et for? Till he came, the Humash, the Barim, one pasuk, he stopped. Et Hashem Eloheicha Tira, Oto Ta'avod, what is back to him? You should fear God. Should fear another one? Oh, there's another one. What is he going to create? Another God? Listen, new idea? Terrible. Then he stopped. The student said, see, the robot doesn't say anything here. What happened? It must be everything is baloney. One of the students said, Rabbi, what is the meaning? Ed? You say every Ed has a meaning. He looked at them and he said, I believe just as God will reward me for every pasuk that I give at the Rosh Hashanah, here he will reward me if I don't say the Rosh Hashanah. Reward him, not say? What do you mean not say? If you don't know, will reward you for what? For something you don't know? That means if I don't say, he has something to say. I don't say. If he doesn't say it, God will reward him what? You say, try it and get rewarded. What do you mean that's it? He wants to say, but he feels bad of the condition that he cannot say, and hurts him. Why? The Gemara said, Yotir Mishi'egel Rotze Linak, Parah Rotze Lehanik, more than the calf wants to nurse from his mother, to her, your mother wants to nurse you. It hurts her more than the egg. The mother that has the milk and she can't give it to the child, it hurts her. She wants them to bring the milk out. Same thing with teaching. A student wants to learn Torah, he's thirsty to learn. It hurts him if he doesn't learn. If he reaches the level and wants to understand that, it will hurt him. But the rabbi who knows and he doesn't say it, it hurts him more. Why? There's a reason why he doesn't say it. Well, he was one answer me, there was a reason why. Rabbi Akiva came and told us. Why did Shmuel Amsoni didn't say it? He knew it or he didn't? He knew. Why didn't he say it? Shmuel Amsoni was a poor man. If he would say it, he would say, he wants us to respect him. He said to me, the Hachamim, the Shem Lechatira, I have fear of respect for him, Hacham. Sure, because he's a Hacham when he's saying it. Then they would suspect him that he's doing it for his own benefit. Because usually they don't respect the poor man. What they respect? Ashir has many, many friends, many lovers. They love him. And money? Well, there is the money. There. Bare kesef. You know, hem ham deberim. The money talks. And he said, then, I would say, he suspect me. Came with Akiva, was a very rich man. He had 24,000 pounds.